We go now to Chicago, where Rahm Emanuel is marking his 100th day as mayor of that city. The former White House chief of staff served two presidents and was a congressman. Now he's working to put his own mark on Chicago, and as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports, many think he's succeeding.
In Rahm Emanuel's anteroom at City Hall, he's surrounded by Chicago memorabilia. A few books about Chicago sit near caps of the city's sports teams. And the city's new mayor says he has no regrets about leaving the national stage.
Here, you get instant feedback, you get a sense of engagement, and you get a way to make decisions about topics that are close to home in the way people live their lives. So I love this.
Emanuel is still involved in national issues. He advises President Obama informally, but he says he definitely preferred what he was doing during his first 100 days as mayor.
Versus dealing with the national debt vote. So if you needed to do any comparison to where it was better to be, I enjoyed working on the stuff I was working on.
The 100-day benchmark began with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and it's usually reserved for presidents, says Roosevelt University political analyst Paul Green.
100 days given the problems not only FDR faced, but Rahm Emanuel faces, what you do is you're basically setting the table. There's no real meal yet cooked. It's going to take time.
And the biggest problem for Emanuel, says Green, is a projected $600 million plus deficit in next year's city budget.
I think he has demonstrated the most thing he's accomplished is that he's the mayor. You remember, he took the place of a guy who'd been in office for 22 years. And he, in 100 days, it's now Rahm Emanuel's city. It's no longer Rich Daley's city.
Emanuel is using the 100-day measurement to crow about some of his accomplishments. He's hired a new police superintendent, a new schools chief. He's announced new jobs for a region that's wrestling with an unemployment rate of nearly 10%. And in what he considers a major coup, Emanuel has gotten some Chicago workers to agree to managed competition, where public employees compete with the private sector to provide service at the lowest cost.
That is a paradigm shift of revolutionary proportions.
The mayor says he's not daunted by the big budget deficit the city faces. He's promised not to raise property taxes, although he's already supported an increase for the Chicago public schools. And Emanuel says he's worked to stay in touch with people outside of City Hall.
How are you?
Okay.
Everything good?
Yeah.
Don't worry
we
about
glad
him.
To talk to you about this neighborhood.
Good. On this day, it's a visit to Palmer Park in Roseland, a far south side Chicago neighborhood plagued with gang violence. This is where Emanuel announced he's been able to put more police on the streets by shifting them from jobs on the inside.
There's nothing more important than the beat officer as the backbone of the police department. So we have gone through line by line to get to a total of around 750 officers who are now in our communities, our neighborhoods, on our blocks, throughout our city.
It's too early to determine how successful the mayor is or will be, says former city clerk Miguel DeValle while eating at a neighborhood restaurant. DeValle ran for mayor against Emanuel and says he's reserving judgment. But even he thinks Emanuel is moving in the right direction.
I like the fact that the mayor keeps telling us every time some corporation decides to establish additional jobs in the city of Chicago. But I want to make sure that some of those jobs are going to the folks in the neighborhoods of the city of Chicago.
And not just jobs in the downtown area. DeValle says with people so frustrated with government these days, Emanuel's no-nonsense approach with no excuses about why things can't get done simply plays well in this city. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.